It's almost impossible to imagine what it's like to receive a cancer diagnosis until it happens to you. Because of this, it can be hard to know how to help a loved one cope. That's why Dr. Cheryl Harris, a psychosocial oncologist at the Ottawa Hospital, put together a list of her 5 best tips. Have a listen.
The first thing that I would say is really listen. Provide space for your loved one to express how they feel. Don't push the topic, but let them know that you're open to hearing what their experience is really like. So something like, if you'd like to talk about it, what it's really like for you, I'm here to listen. Second, I would say rather than attempts at always trying to be positive in the face of worries about the future, try helping your loved one focus on something that I would term realistically reassuring. So instead of saying something like, don't worry, everything will be just fine, a more helpful statement could be something like, we'll cross that bridge together if and when we have to, but for now, let's just take it one day at a time. Right? So it validates the concern, but also orients the person to the here and now, because in my experience, patients spend a lot of time worrying about something that may or may not happen. And if it doesn't happen down the road, like if the cancer doesn't ever come back, then they've spent an enormous amount of their time and energy today thinking about something that never happens in the future. My third point would be, know that it isn't all over once the treatment ends. In fact, patients often have the most difficult time after the treatments are completed, and that's also when they say that support starts to dissipate. The fourth one, I would say ask what your loved one needs rather than making assumptions. It might be that, you know, on one occasion, practical help is requested, like just providing a meal or assisting with childcare, or maybe that day they need a shoulder to cry on or a hug, so they need more emotional support. And then, of course, the fifth would be, if you notice that your loved one is really struggling, encourage him or her to seek additional support. So there are psychosocial oncology professionals at the hospital. And for caregivers, too, they need to take care of themselves. And there are resources available both here at the hospital and in the community for caregivers.